This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
And the spirit cried and rent his soul. came out of him and he was as one being.
Yes. Yes.
And so much that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he awoke. And when he was coming to the house,
yes,
his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he answered them, saying, this kind come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. You may be seated.
Amen.
Thank God for all the mother of the church. I greet all of you all.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Thank God for this day. And thank Kimberly for coming.
Amen.
The more you do for Christ, the more the Lord will brag on you.
Yes, sir.
Seems like when you, it's like the last ride of the way, it looks like you're about to blow in the tide. God always sends somebody to give you encouraging words.
Yes,
it's been a hard week for me this week, but God is still good.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't going to just have peaches and cream. I know this is going to be many letdowns, many talked about, and everything else in this ball game here.
Oh, yeah.
This is a ball game that is for real. It's not like LeBron James, the Miami Heat playing San Antonio Spurs, even though that's real, but that's a game. But this game here consists of something that we can go into forever, whether one way or another. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to say again on this Father's Day, whoever got fathers, and you're not getting along with them, or you're not, you don't have that relationship that you should have with your father or mother, you ought to go to them and tell them, thank you, man. I'm glad that you're still living.
My daddy
died at an early age. And mama had to raise five by herself. But if you have a father, and he is living, and even if he ain't up to par as well as you want him to be, you ought to take time out, not only this day, but you ought to take time out and go see your father. Amen.
Amen.
Even Jesus respected his mom and his dad. He respected Joseph in many ways. Amen.
Amen.
In this here passage of scripture, I will be talking from the subject, Kephos. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning for just a few minutes. Kephos. All of us in here at one time or another need some help. Maybe somebody sitting in here this morning needs some help. And you can't live in this world by yourself. Because Jesus had 20.
Yeah.
And he said, one of you is a devil. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah.
So you can't get, and let me tell you something else. On this Christian life, you're not going to have a lot of friends. You ain't going to have a lot of friends like you used to have when you was on the broad road. Now you're on that narrow road. And you have to make up your mind to say whether I'm going to serve the Lord or I'm just going to go along with my friends. You see, everybody that shake your hand, and everybody that you thought were your friend, I'm telling you the truth, this book here is the truth here. You can't deviate from this. Now you can swap it all you want, but it's still, it's written, but this is
right.
This book here will take you from earth to glory. And not only that, it will give you eternal life, you decide that you want eternal life. Jesus here, let's look at this ninth chapter. Jesus here had just got through telling his disciples, which were called the pillar of the church. In the first part of that chapter, verse 1, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, there shall stand Now should not everybody die unless they will see the kingdom of God. That's what that means, that first part. Some of you will see the kingdom of heaven before you can close your eyes. And at that time, that's when the Bible said, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John up into the mountain of transfiguration. Okay. And the Bible said that when they went up, he called down those two bad boys from the Old Testament, named Elijah and Moses. All three of them had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And those are the only three boys that in the Bible fasted like that. Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And Elijah fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Scripture, 34th chapter of the book of Exodus, that's Moses. A scripture of Elijah, 19th chapter, 13, that's when he fasted. After he ate up that little cake and he went in the journey 40 days and 40. And Jesus here called these boys. He told him, said, now I'm going to show you something that you don't really have seen in a while. Matter of fact, you haven't seen this since you've been living.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to say something like to you this morning. Sometimes when you get close to God, God will show you things nobody else can see. Yeah. And not only will he show you, he'll bless you with some things that you can imagine think he will. Jesus had told them all that, and the Bible says that he went up into the mountain of transfiguration.
Yeah.
The Bible said that he began to change his figure.
Yeah.
His face began to shine.
Yeah.
Like glass, or, you know. And they saw those other boys, I was ashamed myself, and you were too.
Yeah.
They saw those two boys that had been the patriarchs from the Old Testament, Moses, and Elijah. And they begin to talk to one another.
Yeah.
And Peter said, Lord, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
Let's just make three. Look, I don't know who now. And let's just make three churches. But you forget what Jesus had already pinned and said, up on this rock, I'm going to be my church.
Yeah.
I know Moses, you've done some good things. And Elijah, you went up into a whirlwind. But Jesus, that's a bad
line.
Created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
Told him, said, before Abraham was in the, where is that? St. John 8:51. Go read. He said, before Abraham was, I am. You know, he don't talk like us.
Uh-huh.
They picked up stones to throw at him, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
The Jews did not receive Christ. And the world is not going to receive you.
Uh-huh.
The only way the world will see you is you doing what they're doing. Smoking weed, smoking crack, drinking beer, and all this kind of gossip. Well, they'll receive you. They'll receive you with gladness. Yes, sir. Yes, yes. You know, I ain't gonna tell you. You know, I ain't gonna give you information. I hope y'all know this now. Don't feel like preaching now. But I got a God the word about and a charge to keep. Tired running all week. But look what Jesus said. Look what Jesus said. Well, we just read in the 20th verse of that chapter. They brought him unto him. Now, this dad was trying to get some help for his child.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who he is, your child will be the lowdown and rascals in the world.
Right.
But when you come to your child, you forget about all what he or her has done.
Yeah.
And you'll try all your best to help your child.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
So that's where it was here. The Bible says that after Jesus had came down from the mountain of transfiguration, the Bible says that Jesus saw this crowd with a kind of argument mentality there. And the Bible says that they had, this man had told the disciples, said, now, I bring you my child, but Jesus wasn't around, and said, I bring my child to you. The Bible says that the disciples, they tried to do all they could to help the child.
Uh-huh.
But it looked like the more they tried to help the child, looked like the more that demon that was in the child got worse.
Yeah.
You do know that when you're trying to come out your mess, here comes the second chance of sin of coming around a demon. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Let me just stop that right now. Stop drinking beer and see once you start drink, have to drink it free. Stop smoking crack and see once you get a free crack habit. Stop smoking weed and see once you start. Just see, I'm a quitter. Just on the free ones. Anybody up in there? Well, I am. I'm just talking about me. Y'all hold it down. I ain't holding it down. I'm not holding it down. Look, the Bible says they brought unto him when he had saw him straightway the spirit tearing him. And look what it did. And he fell on the ground and wallowed upon him. This boy had seizures. This boy from a little child, the demon was trying to kill him. And that's the way it is today, where Satan is trying to destroy any and anybody he can.
Yeah.
If you give him a chance to.
Yeah.
It's been 5 months and it's been 2 weeks if you don't know it. But let me tell you something about Satan. Satan is an evil, satanic force that will scare you. But my Bible tells me, fear not, because I am with you.
Oh, you're not.
I will be with you.
Oh.
Joshua says to me in my house,
yeah,
we're going to serve the law.
Yeah.
It don't matter what you say, but we're going to serve the law. And children, if you don't want to serve me, you don't want to go about your business. Yeah. Don't start that.
All right.
I'm not going to let my children take me to hell. It's true, hell, I'm going to tell you, hey. That's how I think.
Yeah.
You don't think hell will?
Yeah.
Just keep on doing what you're doing. Just keep on acting a fool like you act. And God knows how to get your attention.
No.
Yes, he do. He might get your attention one way or another. He'll put a sickness on you. He'll take all that little money you got. He'll whatever it is, he'll get your attention one way or another. You know it.
Yeah.
You know it, me.
Right.
But we in this old sinful nature.
Yep.
Paul say, I crucify this flesh today. Every time I try to be good, evil is always. But Paul also said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Can nobody deliver you out of the situation you're in this morning? But Jesus. You cannot, and you will not get out of a situation by drinking and drugs. It'll just make the situation worse and worse. Amen.
Yeah.
You get to be an amen. That's okay. Look what Satan. Jesus talking to him said, Jesus already knew this, but Jesus using verse psychiatry. Yeah. Trying to be human. He is human, but I'm just saying. He said, you don't think God knew about this? He said, look what the text said. He asked his father, say, how long it has gone since this came to him? And so the dad said, oh, child, you know what? He's been having this situation since he was little. But now, look like the older he gets, the more seizures he had.
Yeah.
The devil's been growing more in him now. Let me tell you something. If you don't pick up this word and read for yourself on a daily basis, if you don't practice to try to live for God, Satan will make sure he live in your body, and he's going to make sure you do the opposite of what this book says. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And then he says to him, not only that, but look at 22. He goes into the fire. Now who do you know going to jump in the fire? Unless they out their mind. Or broken. You ain't going to go stick your hand in that stove back there, is it? Unless you out of your mind. You need to thank God this morning that I'm close in my sound right mind.
All right.
You need to thank him. You also need to thank him for waking you up this morning. Because you didn't wake yourself up. If you think you wake yourself up, you go on about your business, I'm going to praise you. But I know the only person that woke each and every last one of us up this morning was Jesus Christ. And the only person that puts us to sleep at night is Jesus Christ. That's the God, ain't it? What manner of man is this that know the hair on your head? Who can you fool? What manner of man know every day the time your pulse beat, your heart beat, and know how to step in a situation and make a highway just like that? Nobody can do that but Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus here. He said, look what he said. I'm trying to get you one verse, but I don't know if I'm going to get that one. He said, often he had cast him into the fire, his father's name, and into the waters. Because, see, fathers, I ain't talking about nobody here, but see, daddies back then, they went out to feed. Now, you know they don't. And pick out. Y'all ever heard of that?
Yeah.
For a quarter day. And they wear them long sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
And it'd be 100 degrees out there. And I'd ask them, I said, well, why are you wearing them long sleeve shirts out there? Because, you know, I'm full of wisdom with them old folks. Y'all know I sit up on them old folks. And they say, boy, you just don't understand. That keeps you cooler. But I know now.
Yes.
Them old folks,
yes.
They didn't have a lot of education that we got.
No, no.
They didn't have the money you got and I'm supposed to have.
Uh-huh.
But they were praying and saying, Lord, a closer walk. They could say they going out in the field, I mean.
Yeah.
These stockings on, poor as Joe from church. He on this father that we eat whatever we want to eat. We can eat steak, some of y'all can have chicken, some of y'all can have salads, whatever. Back then, they ate one thing and that was it, fried chicken.
Oh, no.
Sometimes you ain't had no water, you have to have bar chicken. Amen. 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 Now, maybe y'all ain't had any water. Sometimes you sold for it. We didn't know what no folks y'all was.
Yeah.
Before we do a little drink, y'all say that before. But thank God on this Father's Day that you can eat whatever you want in God's good.
Oh, God. Yeah. Say that, bro. Say that, bro. All the time.
And God's good, I said.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't want to praise him up in here.
Yeah.
Look at all praise. Get on this praise. Pass
yeah.
You on by, baby. But I know one thing. If it had not been for the Lord and the Stevenson family, I sure would be here.
Yeah.
Mama prayed for me. Took a little time, and she had me on her mind. And guess what? Somebody prayed for you. Because you, if nobody would have prayed for you, you wouldn't be sitting there. Because the devil would have been shifty as weak. But because of God's grace and mercy, and because of his love and compassion for you, that's why. I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. Because he said, be steadfast, unmovable. Always accounting in the word of the law. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Look at that. Jesus said in 23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Now, I'm going to say something. Let me tell you something. Jesus is not going to bless you in your midst. You have to repent first. Any miracle Jesus did, Jesus said, looked up on me and said, thy sins be forgiven. And then he healed. The boy with the leprosy, Mark chapter 1, go read it. He cried out, Master, have mercy on me. Before Jesus did anything, he looked up on me and said, thy sins. Mark 2, come here. Remember the boy that was sick of palsy? In the second chapter, Mark, go read it. There are steps and there are principles that God draws in his kingdom. He just don't work on any kind of way. He works a supernatural way. He works in ways that you can't even imagine. You can't even think without a fever. You have to repent of your sins. And that's what happened to him. This boy ain't had nothing. He did wrong. He just was born of a child like that. And not only that, the Bible says, the daddy said in 24, Father, that's what he said, oh. Lord, that's what he said, but I say Father. Because he's lifting his eyes. He said, straightway the father cried and said, Lord, not only did he cry, but he was crying with tears. Have mercy and help me. And he said, not only that, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. What is he saying to us? Lord, I believe in you. But there will be some times I might disbelieve because I'm in some bad situations. I'm in some situations. I've never been this way before. I've never had it this hard on me. Now it looks like you're not even there. Have you ever been like that? Have you ever been where your back against the wall? Or either you had some sicknesses on you? And look like nobody can help you. Everybody can turn to you. They just put their back in. But one thing you got to know, if the devil brought you to the mess, surely God can bring you to the mess. I don't wish it. Yeah, it's far as that. I don't know. Look what happened. Look what the Bible said. Lord, I believe. And then he said, when Jesus, look what happened. But see, Jesus had got tired of showing those disciples how to deal with things because he knew that he was going to leave. But if you look back up and go back and read it for yourself, in the 19th verse of chapter 9, the Bible says, Jesus said, how long have I been with you and you cannot help the multitude? See, some of us, you know, we just stuck there and look like we just stuck and can't go no further. The ministry is to move forward more, and more, the more you use the word of God. And people gonna still be talking. They still gonna be talking about you. But fall on him, you keep on doing what you got to do. Because if you were like what if you worry about what people say, guess what? You and them going to wind up in a place where you shouldn't be hit. Yeah, I'm not gonna let nobody stop turning me around because I know one thing that I know if I just keep on this journey, if I just keep on keeping on, God something. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out sooner or later. He may not bring you out when I want, but he'll bring you out. Be able to do. Be able to do. But I'm leaning on the Lord. See, when you lean on the Lord, and when you trust him, he'll show up and show out. May not come when you want. May not come tomorrow, but he'll show up. Go out. Yes, he will. Look what happened. He says, and notice something. Jesus here is in the flesh, but he got a spirit without flesh. That's what the book said. And not only that, he know the demon because the demons know him. There's a scripture in the 19th chapter of Acts in the 13th verse. It says,